This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think it couldn't get any worse? North Korea testing new long-range missiles. What does it all mean? It's a crazy, chaotic world. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. But first, let's go to the Ukraine and get you up to date. Here's a big sucker punch to Putin. Biden decided to call to suspend Russia's preferential trade status. So what does that mean? It means that it would allow the U.S. and all of our allies to impose new tariffs on Russian imports as punishment for Moscow's invasion of the Ukraine. Nobody wants higher taxes. Nobody wants to be taxed more, including the Russians. So this is a good way to squeeze Putin once again. And of course, there is no normal trade relations between the United States and Russia anymore, and it's impossible. And now with this tariff on Russian imports, it makes it that much more difficult. The world is reacting to what Russia is doing all over the place. In Kyiv, the Kyiv Classical Symphony Orchestra, the musicians are in place and they're playing and playing and playing even as chaos goes on around them. Russia is bombarding the areas around Kyiv and getting closer and closer and closer. In the meantime, EU leaders decided we're going to meet up in Versailles to discuss what's going on with the Ukraine and the economic fallout, because if we're feeling it, they certainly are feeling it 10 times more than the United States. So what will they possibly come away with from this two-day summit? It's 2 weeks. It's been over 2 weeks since Putin launched the full-scale assault in what is now a multi-front attack on Ukrainian cities and its people. And that's the key thing, seeing the people, the maternity ward get bombed, children get killed, is way too much for the West. The conflict has upended Europe's security architecture, but all of the bloc is united for now at least, but the war is continuing. So how far is the EU willing to go? There's an urgent appeal to the Ukrainian president, from the Ukrainian president Zelensky, who says that it's unprecedented what's happening here and the help that the Ukrainians need. So the Ukrainian nationals are going to be offered, by the way, temporary protection for up to 3 years. They'll be able to live and work in any of the 27 EU nations, and also eligible for school and social benefits because they're fleeing. They need a place to land, and Europe is oh so close. So many that are getting out of the country and have been on that road to getting out of the country do have a place to go, if they can get there. Because that's also the biggest part of this, right? And we do know that Russia is the world's largest oil exporter. That was what we talked about in the beginning of the week, sending more than 7 million barrels of crude oil to countries around the world, including Germany and other EU members. And that was a very, very, very big way to shut down Russia. But in the end, what does it all mean? What is the end game here? And how long does this continue? How long do we go round and round and round until finally Putin backs off? And will he back off? Or no, just keeping going after it, after it, after it? All right, more and more companies with big names and big bucks are also pulling everything out of Russia. There are still, though, a few that are not doing that. Just a couple of strongholds. Pepsi, Burger King, Eli Lilly. They are still very much in play in Russia. Those restaurants are open. Eli Lilly is still supplying drugs. Pepsi is still selling milk and baby food, but no more soda. So while the pace of businesses leaving Russia over the past week, while all this deadly violence and this humanitarian crisis continues in the Ukraine, it gets worse and worse, these are a couple of the strongholds that are not moving. You know, the biggest thing I think that happened in the very beginning of this was the oil companies, BP and Shell, just saying, we're walking away from multi-billion dollar investments. They were huge investments. Investments that would have netted them, yes, billions upon billions, but they didn't do it. They didn't do it lightly in walking away, but they walked away because they saw what was happening. So I wonder if for some companies it's maybe dangerous for the brand to hang around. What do you think? Send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And our unofficial poll, we'll let that run for the next couple of days. Does it hurt the brand when you stay when everybody else is bailing on Putin and Russia? Again, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Good news at the top of this, and it's baseball is back. Yes. If you are a fan of the great game of ball and stick, well, you don't have to wait quite as long to see the pro stuff and an opening day. 2 weeks we're going to be blown off in the beginning of what would have been a normal Major League Baseball calendar year, but instead 1 week is now gotten back because they'll do doubleheaders, etc. So opening day for most cities will be around April 7th. So this is a big deal. Baseball was, I think, in big trouble if they were going to let this continue to go on and on and on and on and on. So the lockout has ended, and the most important thing is we get to watch 162 games. I don't know if it's in the interest of the players, because the owners didn't lose anything. They still had the big bucks flowing in from all agreements and deals that they had. It's the rookie players who have superstar seasons and don't get money the next year or the year after that or the year after that. There are, I think, a lot of players that get pinched in this. It really is the battle of the millionaires and the billionaires. As somebody put it to me, imagine if you are your employer. You helped your employer. You did good. You got a lot of attaboys. A lot of pats on the back about what a great job you were doing. And then when it came time for the next year and your company, the company you work for, made a lot of profits based on some of what you did and the people around you, they had no more money for you. Yeah, we're making a ton of money, but we have no more money for you. It's kind of like that for some of the players, I think. I mean, there are exceptions, but it is the battle of the millionaires and the billionaires. I mean, after all, they are going to work. So it does end, and it does mean for us anyway, any of us who are baseball fans, or even if you just catch a game or two, you'll be able to catch a game or two. So what was it that changed that allowed the two sides to come together? Urgency, right? Because nothing was happening. It was 99 days of nothing. And guess what? It was in real jeopardy. Stalled negotiations are not good. So now, again, opening day, April 7th for most, 162 games. Spring training camps, yay! Open March 11th, voluntary report date, and March 13th, mandatory. Spring training games, yes, there will be spring training, March 17th. How about that? On St. Patrick's Day, the Irish are lucky. More to come. We've got some interesting shakings around the country. We're going to get into that in just a second.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
As I promised, beneath our feet across this country, the buzz in my backyard and yours, it's the same. I mean, it's the same when it comes to gas prices. There is something about hitting the high water mark of $4 and change, and if you're in that 5 and 6 range, forget about it. You're ignited. I don't care how much money you make. You're not happy when you put your card in. And then you fill it up, and it goes round and round those numbers, right? It's almost like you're in that old, when we used to take cabs, because I don't take cabs now, but when you're in a cab, and you would see it clicking, 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 especially if you went to New York City, it seemed like you step in the cab, and suddenly it's already $50. So that's what it feels like. Like, what? Where am I? And it doesn't matter. You got a small truck, driving a Jetta, driving a Mercedes. It is cutting across economic lines. You know, whether you're upper middle class, I hate labels, by the way, or barely making it, it doesn't matter. You go to the pumps, you're filling up, and that's what people are talking about, shaking their head. I went to fill up today, and I don't know, maybe I just sort of attract these unofficial polls wherever I go, because certainly nobody knows what I'm doing. But for a living, and so I go to fill it up, and of course, I wasn't quite on fumes, because I revealed that secret that I am a fume driver. Like, I just let it go all the way down. Oh, come on, I know I have just a little bit more. I know I can make it to a station, but I just don't feel like filling up today. I don't feel like getting out of the car. It's cold. I don't feel like doing it. But so it's a little better off than that. But I get out, and I go to fill it up, and I know it's going to be a big number. And it's like they play these shows now for you to watch because you've decided you're going to get gas. And so right there where you're filling it up, It's like it went on. It's like you put a quarter in the machine, and they're telling us what the news is. And there's a guy on the other side, and he's just got the greatest F-150. It looked like cherry brand new. It was gorgeous. And he just looks at me, and he's shaking his head. I said, "You don't like the number, do you?" And he said, "No, I don't like the number. Do you like the number?" And I said, "No, I don't like the number because I'm barely filled up here. And I know that I'm going to stop and it's going to be 65 probably." And he said, "I'm probably going to be more than that." And this is the kind of thing that's happening, right? I mean, it's great. You're talking to a lot of strangers. I always say that weather is the great common denominator for all of us. Get on an escalator and it's you're melting. People talk about the heat or the wind or you're freezing or whatever it is. It's the weather. It's gas prices, right? So you had Republican Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming who said, look, Republicans have been demanding the administration take the shackles off American energy producers since President Biden took office. We have the energy at home. We must use it. The U.S. is already the world's top producer of crude oil, so you know. About 11.6 million barrels of oil a day, give or take. Just remember that number, because you can get lost in the numbers, but that's a lot, right? 11.6 million barrels a day, and that was as of December. And that supply is increasing. We're also the world's largest consumer of oil. And you know what that is? Oh, about 21 million barrels per day. So 11 and 21. Do you see the disparity there, right? And, of course, the 21 million barrels is a number from 2019. But in our soil, to Barrasso's comment, the estimate is, and this could go a little bit, a billion one way or the other, but 38.2 billion barrels worth of proven oil reserves that are untapped. Now, that comes from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. That's their number. So what is the hang-up? Well, the hang-up is that the oil is a little lighter and different from the heavier imported oil that we mostly rely on. So that's one thing. Some say that we can't be fully energy independent, that that's just a fantasy. That's just a dream in our head that that can happen. But, yeah, there's oil that we can drill for, but the kind of oil is where you have to be careful, right? So, I mean, this is the key question. Can we wean ourselves off the volatility in the global oil market? Can we do that? And based on what I just told you there and what I've heard, the answer is today, now, no. Can we open it up? Can we drill more? Are there places where wells should be uncapped? Yeah. But it won't curb gas prices, at least not right away, because we are in a global commodity deal with oil, and we can't quickly divorce ourselves from that. It's like, you know, when you meet a couple and they're just the Bickersteins, you think, boy, could they get it? You know, I believe in love, but could these people, they need a divorce. Well, we want to get a divorce. I think we do. We want to get a divorce from being connected to the rest of the world on this, but we can't. Not at this point. We can't do it. And is it because things didn't happen differently in the past? Some of it, yeah, definitely. You know, U.S. oil refineries refine differently. And they're built to refine heavy and gunky imported crude. That's the deal. So that's the stuff that we get, right? The stuff that's imported. So think about it that way. I think about that. I love Midland, Odessa, Texas, in that whole area. I like the people there. I spent some time there. And yet you see those, you know, oil pump jacks. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it almost looks like a chicken bobbing its head from afar, like a giant chicken, a metal chicken. And you just see it off in the distance. And some of them are open, and they're bobbing and bobbing. And I always think, I bet they've got some decent oil there, right? It's bobbing and bobbing and bobbing and bobbing. And there's lots of places where you have those oil pump jacks. So wouldn't it be great if more of those were producing? And the pace that we're going, there's just no way that we can get out of that global game. There's no way. We're caught. We're caught in between that short-term idea of easing gas prices and the long-term goal of installing more clean energy and trucks and cars and other vehicles that cut carbon emissions, right? Because even some of the oil companies, they're working on some of that, right? But we're nowhere near all of that. We're nowhere close to that. So we have to deal with what's in front of us. And that's what Russia has done. That's why gas prices have soared, and it's unsettling. And it's unsettling for people who know, wow, I mean, this extra $20 or $30 or however much it ends up being, especially if you have to drive a lot, a month is a killer. I mean, that means the difference between some of the food that I get at the grocery store, or this means the difference between something else that's pulling at me, like the cable bill that I have to pay. There are people that are definitely playing chicken with what do I pay first? So they're feeling it. Absolutely, they're feeling it. All right, I'm sure you're worried about the three dreaded letters processing your tax return. You are, aren't you? Well, the IRS is planning to, you can hear them in the background, they're planning to hire 10,000 new workers to help reduce a massive backlog that the administration is saying will make the tax season the most challenging in history. Wow, that's something. So before you even send it off, and maybe you already have, so you're not part of this conversation, maybe you're frantically working on it, but once you send it in, don't sweat it, because it's going to take a long time to process. Yeah, 10,000, and it's a backlog, so now more comes in. And they're trying to work down all of the filings. And that includes speeding up the slow hiring process, relying on some of the more automated things that they do, and bringing on more what they call contract workers to help with mailroom and paper processing, right? So, you know what, the backlog of 20 million pieces of correspondence, whoa, that's 15 times as large as in a normal filing season. And the workforce is the same size it was in 1970. Not good. Think of the population, the growth. Think of the tax code. It's way more complicated. Oh, it's so easy, isn't it? No, it's not so easy. Actually, some of you were kvetching about taxes. Going to the mailbag next.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Kamala Harris awkwardly laughed Thursday when asked about the Ukrainian refugee crisis during a joint press conference with Poland's president.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Harris did not commit the U.S. to accept a certain number of refugees, but she did say the U.S. would extend visas that would otherwise expire for Ukrainians. Federal officials are extending the requirement for masks on planes and public transportation through mid-April. TSA officials said the extra month will give the CDC more time to develop new targeted policies. The TSA enforces the mask rule, which extends to planes, buses, trains, and transit hubs. This is USA Radio News. This year's flu vaccine is ineffective, according to the CDC. Reporter John Hunt explains.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says this season's flu vaccine offers very small protection against mild cases of influenza. Against the most common flu strain circulating this season, the flu shot only reduced a person's chance of getting a mild case by 16%, which is considered not statistically significant, according to the CDC authors of the study, though the shots could offer some minor protection against more severe illness.
Meta platforms will allow Facebook and Instagram users in some countries to call for violence against Russia and its soldiers in the context of the Ukrainian invasion. This, according to internal emails seen by Reuters, it's a temporary change to the company's hate speech policy, which also will allow posts that call for the death of Russian President Vladimir Putin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we're going to start things off with Jake, Joseph, and Jan, the three J's. It reminds me of this triangle of players they used to have in the Mavericks, and they used to advertise them in Dallas. The three J's. We have our own three J's. Let's first go to this one from Jake, who says, "Hey, Kate, hope that all is well in your world. I have to say, I love hearing your voice, and I love hearing the excitement in your voice, especially lately when you're talking about the things that you've done, and you're out there living the life, and you are seeing the maskless that are assembling, and it feels so good to actually see people's teeth, doesn't it?" I don't even care if they're crooked. Who cares? I'm actually seeing people's smiles in public again. And I'm here in Davenport, Iowa. I listen to you on 1340. I catch every ounce of you that I can. And I just discovered your show a couple of weeks ago, because I think there's another Jake that you talked to, so I don't want you to get confused with that Jake. I'm your new Jake. So thanks for the smiles that you give me. I'm going to send you a picture of my teeth next time, and they're real. Jake, very funny. Touche. It's true. Who cares what somebody's mouth looks like? Because now we're not trying to talk to people through masks. You know what I had a hard time with is I have good hearing. I do. And I can almost read lips. But, of course, I'm not being able to read lips when I'm in a grocery store and the clerk is masked, or if they're behind the deli counter. And when you would say, yeah, could I have like a pound of Swiss cheese? It would just not translate. What'd you say? What's it? He's like, I hope it's cheese when I get home, because I think that's what they're slicing, but I'm not sure. Their back is to me, and I'm not sure if we really connected on that. So, yeah. It's, let's hope. Let's hope. Cross your fingers, everything else. This is endemic time, and we roll forward in a different direction. Even the TSA now talking about no masks maybe by April 18th, if I read and heard that correctly. Even called somebody I know at the TSA, and they were verifying it for me. But then I saw contrary reports, so maybe they don't want to commit to that. But I think they are. I think that's what the deal will be. So when you're going to Disneyland and you're jostling kids and luggage and everything else, that's one thing you won't have to worry about, I guess, the mask coming up in the near future. All right, this one is from Joseph. He is listening to us, I believe, in Connecticut on 1490 AM. That would be WGCH in Stamford and Norwalk and those areas. Even, I think it gets all the way to Yonkers. Anyway, he says, hey, Kate, gas prices, the worst in the Northeast, you can only imagine. So luckily, a lot of times in outside of the area, we've got public transportation that's really good. So for fun, so you can actually read, breathe, and do whatever else, get ready for a day of work because we're all back in the office and going back into the city at least three times a week. There is that, so it's not as much gas that has to be used. But I'm talking to my family all over the country. I have a brother that lives in California, and he says for him to fill up, it was over $6. Like, you're not kidding when you talk about your friends in Cali. If you're in Southern California, it is bad. Highest prices have to be there. I think the average is definitely, for anyone who pulls in, over $5, and that has to sting. Depending on what you're driving, it's probably worse by the luxury of the car, because the kind of gas that you're putting in the car, so you're really feeling it. But even people who are driving Kias or anything else, they're paying as well through the nose. It's tough to live in California, he says. So I'm glad I'm in Connecticut. I have things I can complain about, but I'm not going to complain as much as the fam in California. Yeah, you know, it does have the most, they do have the most expensive gas. It's like $5.69, and the average is over $5. And they became the first state to average over $6 for a gallon of diesel at $6.21. And so you think of traffic, like in Southern California. I've never had a trip to Southern California where at least at one point somewhere I'm stuck, like on the 101 freeway, maybe for an hour, 40 minutes, whatever it is. It's very rare, even when you try to play out the time right for the time of day when there's not going to be as much traffic. So you're burning it up too pretty quickly. And the question that we're all asking, hello, when are the prices going to go down? Help us. When does it go down? Well, it's unknown for sure, right? It's about the cost, you know, with oil. And of course, it did drop. So Wednesday night, US crude oil costs dumped. I say dumped. It was $111.05, so that's $15 less than Tuesday. I always look at the Brent crude. You can just look it up, the international standard, and that was down. That was down to 11.14, which was 19 less than Tuesday on their scale. But it's still slow. I mean, stations are going to play catch up. That's what you're going to see here. So, yeah. All right. Then there's this one from Jan, and she says, hey, Kate, I laughed so hard when I heard you talking maybe a couple of weeks ago about your grandfather cutting coupons and always asking you if he had coupons when you ran to the store to help him and to do an errand. And now, of course, everybody gets you to sign up and be part of their club or get special discounts if you're on social media. So I guess that's the way they get you at grocery stores and restaurants. But we're seeing that everything is shooting up if you're really paying attention to what the bottom line is. Inflation was so nasty, and I think it's going to get much worse. If you look at that number, it's almost 8%. And I'm feeling it. I think my friends are feeling it too, because we have a weekly card game and that's all the conversation. Where can you get the cheapest beef, right? It's not at our favorite butchers anymore. So anyway, I enjoy the show. Keep it up. You know, inflation, I said this, inflation is at its fastest pace since 1982 last month, it was almost April, 7.9%. And you just start to, it starts to creep in. You start to notice it, right? Because we're all so busy. We're running around. You're doing your thing. But you notice, especially when you go to the grocery store and you're just picking up a couple of things, and then you see what the bill is, and then you start to see how that creeps up. Or you go to restaurants, or you order a pizza from your favorite pizza place, and the ingredients have gone up for them, so it's passed on to you. Even if it's just a little bit, you start to see it creep into your life. I mean, 40-year high, that's incredible, right? The consumer, price index, that's the number, that's where you look. It jumped 7.9%, the fastest pace since January of 82. Like I said, that's the Labor Department telling us those lovely numbers. So I think it is gone wild, and I think it will spill over still for through the summer. I hope not. I hope I'm wrong about that. I look at a lot of what economists have to say, people that are digging deep, 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 deep into the numbers, and it's not about politics. They're just looking at the numbers. And based on some of what I've seen from them, bacon and eggs, baby, they're going to cost you. I mean, and there's my favorites, right? I love bacon and eggs. Nothing like a bacon and egg sundae, a bacon and egg sandwich. Well, the price of bacon up 18.8% from a year ago. Mm-hmm. Chicken, 13.2%. Eggs, 11.4%. So that's where you're seeing it. And if you're a renter and your lease is up, I guarantee you're going to see some kind of an increase in your rent. I have two different friends who rent in big cities, and they say it's unbelievable how much the rent has shot up. That they two of them told me they wish they had gotten a home because they still feel like they would have done better with the mortgage. And, of course, you know, there is the push to have people fly, so you can get some pretty good airfares, but airfares have slightly gone up from last month because you have higher jet fuel costs, so that's where you feel that. Hotels, same thing. You're going to see an increase there. Plus, we're coming out of the pandemic, and what a 1-2 punch hospitality took to the last 2 years because of the pandemic. And so now with things opening up, I think people want to travel. That's the good news for that industry. But the people traveling, you better look for those deals and see if you can get some, because they're out there, because you're going to feel it. You'll feel it on those hotel taxes. You know, when they say whatever the hotel is, but then if you read the fine print, it doesn't include taxes, and then you pay the taxes, and the taxes are huge, especially in some really, really big areas. All right, the three J's, how about that? All right, we move on to another one. This one from Eddie, and Eddie says, Kate, I am so tired of Vladimir Putin. Can't somebody put him out of his misery or our misery when it comes to him? I don't know that I was a hateful anti-Putin person. I didn't think about it, but do I trust somebody who's a megalomaniac and somebody who eat, breathes, and sleep communism? And you said it best. It's all about the land grab and legacy, and you can clearly see that with the Ukraine. He thinks we're going back into the old Russia days, the old Soviet occupational days. And they don't need to occupy the Ukraine. Why couldn't they just leave the Ukraine alone, right? What's very strange is I saw a story, and maybe this is a tit-for-tat thing, and you may know more about this. Did you hear the story about Russia threatening to leave our American astronaut in space because of the sanctions? Would they really do that? Eddie, I know that there's a lot of things they would do, but would they be stupid enough, would Putin be stupid enough to leave Mark Vandy there, right? Would they leave him in space? Because really, for the past two decades plus, the U.S. and Russia, we're working together when it comes to the International Space Station. There's a lot of research there that's going on, just all kinds of discoveries, and it didn't matter what country you were from if you were on the International Space Station, but to leave an American there? Boy, I would think that there would be a strong reaction to that. Thanks for the emails, k2kdeladyradio.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Taking you to Adelaide, Australia for a conversation with Karen Lee. Her book is called Secret Healer's Business, How to Develop Your Skills, Work with Clients, and Build a Successful Healing Business. Boy, now more than ever, healing is so big because I think some of the myths and some of the things that people thought about the business are completely gone. And part of that is because of the transformation that people are having in their lives in so many different areas when they go to healers. So I'm really excited to have Karen on the show. Karen, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. Excited to be here.
So what led you into this business? What was it like, first of all, even getting started?
It was a little daunting at first. It was something that I definitely had been working in that field for a long time and really wanted to move into the healing area. I didn't feel that I had the skills. I didn't feel that I had enough information. I doubted myself, and I hear this story from so many people now wanting to get into the industry. So it really was just about getting over some of those fears and just keep moving forward. It just all sort of eventually fell into place.
So it falls into place, you start to do the business, and you look around, you start to see things are kind of growing. And part of the problem is, and this happens in lots of fields, if you're focusing on being a healer, boy, sometimes it's hard to develop all those other skills, especially business. So is that part of the reason for writing this, to help other people out?
Yeah, that was one of the main issues that I found with people, that they had the healing abilities, they learned a modality, they had a desire to help other people, but they just had no idea about how to take action on that in an effective way. So we get a lot of books out there about healing. There's a lot of books about business, but to my knowledge, there's not many others, if any, that blend the two, business and the healing side of things. So in this book, it teaches people to develop the intuition and the skills required to work with clients, but it also looks at the business side of things. You know, what are some of the things they can do to get started? What are some of the pitfalls? How to simplify it? You know, and just some of the things that I learned along the way.
I love it. So tell us some of what we would find in the book. Give us something specific that you thought, ooh, I really have to put this in here.
Well, I think one of the big things was about setting prices. Healers are so afraid to actually charge their worth. And so they start off charging a very minimal fee, which is fine when you're just learning your modality. You know, you want people to practice on and you want to maybe start off with some low-cost sessions. That's great. But once you start to actually move forward into a business, people are very reluctant to charge too much. So one of the things that I speak about in the book is think about what would be fun for you to charge, what would actually make you feel joyful to receive. And when you have that number, notice how that feels in your body, and then use that as a goal to work towards in charging for your sessions. And that actually brings up a lot of stuff in people, a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, and then that's something that we sort of, you know, can work through to help people get to that point. Because if you're not enjoying it and if you're not receiving, then eventually you're going to start resenting what you do and you're going to get overwhelmed and fatigued. So we have to take care of ourselves as healers.
So we're speaking with Karen Lee, and the book is called Secret Healer's Business, How to Develop Your Skills, Work with Clients, and Build a Successful Healing Business. And you are in the transformation business. I said that's what I really enjoyed and what I really see happening now all over the place. Give me a story, or give all the listeners a story about something that happened with the probably myriad of people that you've transformed that really felt good.
Yeah, one of the things that happened was a lady who came to me. She had cancer. She was scheduled to have a tumor removed. She was an elderly lady, and she had people, family members who were in the medical profession and really wanted her to have this operation and that sort of thing. On the other hand, she knew that, you know, we could do a lot of difference with a healing session. So she came to me and she said, I want you to help me get through this operation as easy and as quickly as possible, but I need to have the operation to keep my family happy. So we did the healing session, and I said to her, we're going to reduce the tumor down to the size of a pea, and we'll just make sure that it's all consolidated together so that it's easily removed. And she came back about 2 weeks later and said, we reduced it to the size of a grain of rice, and so it was easily able to be removed. Her whole family was happy, and we had that verification of the before and after medical information about the tumor and how it actually had changed size.
Wow, what an incredible moment for you that must have felt like. I mean, you cared about her, but for you, that just, again, is more of that proof. What we would call like testimonials. I mean, that's a testimonial to your skills.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And one of the things you talk about in the book, it was great that you gave us the example of setting prices, because that's what you talk about, building a successful healing business. But how about developing your skills? What do you think it takes? What do you need to really do to develop those skills?
You know, I think it's a practice. That's one of the big things. It's clearing some of the blocks that we have towards intuition, because there's so much stigma around using intuition and psychic abilities. But it's also to keep it really simple. And I give an exercise using tarot cards in the in the book because I was a professional reader for about 8-9 years, and I found that I really developed a lot of my skills using the cards. So you don't have to be a reader, but you can use the cards to actually help the symbology, the imagination, the intuition to flow. So I think it's practice, and I think that it's letting go of a lot of the beliefs and that we have about it.
Oh, I like that. And then, of course, just like in all the fields, as people are listening to us, no matter what it is you do, it's really that relationship part of things in working with clients. And I think too often people are chasing so much new business, they forget about how much of your business is repeat business and making sure that you're aware of what's going on with those clients. How do you handle clients, and what do you talk about in the book when it comes to being a healer?
I really believe that every single person that comes to you comes for a reason, because you have the ability to help them with something, and that they trust you at that level to do it. So even if you don't know that person, there's a co-creation happening. And so you have to always be in no judgment with the person that you're working with, no matter what they present you with. This is their life, this is their choice, and it's not for us to judge anyone. The minute you go into judgment with someone, you're going to limit what you can do with them. Also, it's about seeing beyond the story, which is one of the advanced secrets that I give in the book. When you have the ability to see beyond the story and look below the surface to what's happening, that's when you really start to work at a deeper level with people.
Ooh, and it's so key to develop that kind of skill, isn't it?
It really is, and I think I put 5 or 6 advanced secrets in there, and they're just things that I learned along the way that I felt were not addressed in when you learn a healing modality, because they're teaching you the modality, but this is like what you need beyond the modality when you're actually working one-on-one with someone.
Right, and how do you dig that out? How do you find that out? Because if you can open it up, that gives them the clearing.
Yeah, it's about holding space for them and what you can do to create that space in the best way, because the more you do that, the more they will trust you.
Yeah. Wow. Just, there are a lot of secrets in the secret healer's business, how to develop your skills, work with clients, and build a successful healing business. We're speaking with Karen Lee. Karen, what do you hope the, ultimately, people are listening to our conversation, they look up your book on Amazon and say, oh, I need to get this book, and listen to what she was telling, what Karen was telling Kate, and was interesting. What do you hope anybody who reads your book, what do you hope they take away from that?
Oh, so many things. But I think recognizing that it's about following your dreams. You know, take that step forward, no matter what it is, whether it's healing or something else, like follow your heart. I do believe that we're all here for a reason, that we all have unique gifts and talents, and so many people just hold themselves back from doing this. So yes, this book is directed at healers, and it's about helping healers develop the confidence and you know, look at some of the pitfalls and some of the advantages to that and ways to overcome it. But I've had people read the book that are not healers that have said, wow, there's so much information just for life in there. So yeah, I hope people read it and really enjoy it.
I love it. That's high praise for you, for sure. And you can get it on Amazon, like I've been mentioning, or Barnes & Noble. Karen Lee, Secret Healer's Business, How to Develop Your Skills, Work with Clients, and Build a Successful Healing Business. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Kate. Appreciate it.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember to make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.